there are changes to report that the Ingham County Land Bank, the office, which often refurbishes tax foreclosed property and then resells it, has a new executive director. Jeff Burdick is already navigating various new challenges and opportunities. We'll meet Jeff shortly. And curiously, the land bank is involved in a pilot project involving transportation. The Ingham County Land Bank is part of a plan to launch what it says would be the first public bike sharing program in a Michigan city. Here to explain, chairman of the Ingham County Land Bank and the county treasurer, Eric Schertzing, along with the organization's new executive director, Jeff Burdick. Eric and Jeff, welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's open up with this bike sharing project. Eric, what's happening exactly?
Well, you know, we want to make sure that people know that we're more than just houses. We are a community and economic development enterprise. A bike share, think of it as zip cars for bikes. I mean, I think that's really the best way for people to wrap their minds around it. It is a way for somebody, whether they're a visitor to the community or an apartment dweller that doesn't want to schlep a bike up and down, to go out and rent a bike. They can have a membership and then also rent it and do an errand, go to lunch, go on the river walk. We're hoping to have probably 9 or so stations up and down Michigan Avenue from Lansing City Hall, perhaps as far east as Frandor, also up to Old Town to the north and Rio Town to the south. It's going to kick off August 4th. We've got the bikes ordered, working with a Michigan startup, A2B Bike Share. And we're going to see how the community embraces this. We have been working on it for a couple of years ago. Some folks may remember we did a survey that got about 1,000 responses 2 years ago from folks talking about where in this, you know, metropolitan urban core of Lansing, East Lansing, folks might be interested in making use of bikes. And it's not easy to get 1,000 responses, so we were heartened by that much enthusiasm for it when we started.
This is an interesting reminder that the land bank is involved in things other than property and real estate and that kind of thing. It is part of your charge. Community development is part of your charge, and the bike sharing falls under that under that mission.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you know, the Snyder administration has been very keen on placemaking as part of economic development. And this is one of those tools, this last mile of mobility that might link a bus up to a business or somebody in their apartment to a business. This is part of that last thing that you need to bring to really make the streets and the community, the neighborhood dynamic.
The Ingham County Land Bank is arguably best known for refurbishing tax foreclosed property and then reselling those properties. Judging from what you told the Lansing State Journal last week, you've got less budget to work with than you have in the past. Jeff Burdick, why less funding?
A lot of the funding that we've received and a lot of communities throughout the state has received have been through the NSP.
Neighborhood Stabilization
Program.
Right, right.
That program is winding down. If you look at, you know, if you listen to what it's called, Neighborhood Stabilization Program, it was federal funding that was supposed to stabilize neighborhoods. And the way some of the challenges we're going to have now is seeing how that funding really affected the private market.
Okay.
And it's the private, are private developers willing to do some of these rehabs themselves based on the amount of funding that was put in from the federal government for public sector to do these rehabs. So what I'd like to see is the land bank re-engage with private developers to do housing and to do redevelopment and kind of show that the NSP has been productive and has stabilized neighborhoods to the point where private developers do want to invest in neighborhoods.
Take up the mission. And,
exactly.
Okay, and remind our listeners how the NSP money was spent, Eric.
Well, we've had a couple, actually three different go-arounds of Neighborhood Stabilization Program dollars. This is a partnership with the City of Lansing, between the county, the land bank, and the City of Lansing. And, you know, it primarily has done a couple of things. It allowed us to pick up blighted tax and mortgage foreclosed properties. A number of those were demolished. And, for example, last year we demolished 100 houses in the City of Lansing. And also a lot of renovation work. We've done, you know, over 100 houses have been renovated or built new that we've then marketed and sold, and sales have gone well.
You're working less on single-family homes, I read, and more with developers. Tell us a little bit more about that, Jeff.
Well, we are still working predominantly
on
single-family,
single
but
homes,
our goal is to foray into multifamily. Most cities in Michigan, unlike other states in the country, don't have a lot of housing options besides single family and duplex housing. And we see a market for multifamily flats, mixed use. If you look at Lansing's master plan, which was adopted last year, it looks at the corridors and how the corridors in the city of Lansing need much, not only visual improvement, but new development to enhance the aesthetics of those corridors. So when we get property that are along major corridors, we want to hold those properties and look at either mixed-use development or development that's not traditional to what we've been doing in the past, which is mostly single-family.
Okay, so a larger, more larger-scale involvement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, don't think of them though really as that much of larger scale. It can be, you know, triplexes or townhouses, row houses. It's a different middle housing product between single family and apartment buildings, and that's missing.
Geographically, are there areas that you expect to be working on more in the future than in the past?
The neighborhood stabilization dollars, we tried to use them as strategically as possible in cooperation with Mayor Bonero and the city to look at the corridors. You know, the neighborhoods look pretty good once you get into them. We've done a lot of single-family rehab to improve the neighborhoods. But the challenge in a lot of our communities is the quality of the corridors. A lot of, you know, old buildings, houses that had additions put on to turn them into businesses.
Can you give me some examples?
I mean, well, you know, Michigan Avenue is beginning to transform. I would talk about Pennsylvania from 496 to the zoo, or even more importantly, 496 up to the highway, up to Michigan Avenue. These are some of the front doors to our community that people from around, you know, the region, if not around the world, when they come into Lansing, they see. You know, and we want to make those areas more vibrant and housing, more dense housing, you know, row houses, townhouses, raised ranch, you know, flats and stuff. There's just a lot of different housing options that will fit those corridors.
We're talking with Eric Schertzing and Jeff Burdick of the Ingham County Land Bank. Jeff, where are you coming from and what qualifies you as executive director of the Ingham County Land Bank?
Well, Mark, I spent 6 years at the Genesee County Land Bank, which was the first land bank to be formalized in the state of Michigan. I was there from 2003 to 2009 as the community development planner. Since then, my family's moved on. We were in North Carolina for a time being. My background is in urban planning, so I was working as a planner for different communities in North Carolina. And
there was a lot to keep you busy in Genesee County.
There was
a lot. I take it.
Yes.
I mean, as challenged as we were in Ingham mm-hmm. County, they were arguably a good deal more challenged in Genesee. General, what was that experience like?
That experience was, as you got away from the experience and as I was further removed, it was much more rewarding. At the time, it was often, most of what we deal with, it was a very different beast than what we're dealing with in Lansing in terms of the types of neighborhoods we were working. We were working in neighborhoods that were predominantly vacant already. So a lot of the work I was doing was working with fledgling neighborhood groups to figure out what to best do with these properties that wasn't going to really involve development, because development could not, Flint could not support development.
It was more addressing blight than it was,
exactly,
say, individual vacant
mm-hmm.
family.
So a lot
homes
of urban gardening programs, community cleanup programs,
more
demolition.
More like Detroit than, say, like Lansing?
Oh,
arguably.
Most definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and I know you told the State Journal that the number of properties you still expect to be going up. I was a little surprised mm-hmm. by that, Eric, in that the recession is gradually receding further mm-hmm. and further into mm-hmm. history. We are undergoing some sort of real estate mm-hmm. recovery, but you still expect the number of properties managed by the land bank to be going up. Why is that?
Well, so this is the treasure land bank hat. There's always been this challenge to help people fully understand the differences in the magnitude between mortgage foreclosures and tax foreclosures. Mortgage foreclosures have been improving for a couple years.
Gotcha.
But tax foreclosures tend to lag the rest of the market by a couple years. So the treasurer, unfortunately, continues to see this year and into next year very high levels of tax foreclosure. And that's the foreclosures that are feeding the land bank inventory.
Clarify for me, though, in an ideal world, one in which taxes and mortgages are always paid, does the Ingham County Land Bank have a mission? I mean, isn't the ideal for a public land bank to have as little work to do as possible?
It would be nice to work ourselves out of business, and I think that's what we're trying to do. But there's a reality in the marketplace for urban core, actually for any place in Michigan. Capitalism does not clean up blight. The last thing an investor in a house does is not take $10,000 and demolish the structure. So for 100 years, blight has been turned over to the public sector for you and I through our tax dollars and programs to deal with. And there will always be a level of blight in our communities that the land bank will probably need to address. It'll be much lower than it is today. It might be 25% of what we're dealing with right now, but there'll always be a substantial amount of blight because, as I say, the last thing a home investor that's renting it out, they don't take the house down once they've wore it out. Mm-hmm. They just leave it sit.
Jeff Burdick, what are you looking forward to most about working in Ingham County? How long have you been in town?
I've been here for a month.
A month.
What's
your impressions and what are you?
He's got it all figured out.
Yeah. What are you
well,
most
I'll
excited
tell you,
about?
It's much where I've come from. It's much easier to get your arms around the situation. You say we have 920 properties, which sure seems like a lot to the folks out there listening, but that's compared to thousands of properties that we were dealing with in Flint. So it's just much easier for me, especially as a planner and looking at certain how the impact we can have in certain neighborhoods. It's much easier for me to see how we can have a positive impact than when you're working with
sure.
thousands of properties scattered throughout an entire city.
It's more
city
manageable.
Like Flint.
It's just a more manageable landscape.
It seems to be more manageable. I mean, there's going to be a lot of challenges, of course, especially changing our mission to besides just single family. That's going to be a change, and we're inexperienced in that realm, so we're going to have to work with a lot of partners, and it's going to be a lot of partnership building. But just the manageability of the situation, it's large enough that you can have an impact, small enough that you can kind of get your brain wrapped around it.
Interesting. Jeff Burdick is the new executive director of the Ingham County Land Bank. We've been joined also by the chairman and the Ingham County treasurer, Eric Schertzing. Thanks an awful lot for joining us.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.